Blog Talk Radio.
We're live on Blog Talk. We're getting situated right now. We are on location with our special guest. Hello, hello. We see those thumbs up. We're on location tonight with our special guest, Kathy Harrison. She's going to be with us tonight. So we're excited about that. Hi, hello, hello. Keep coming. Tell people about us.
Share.
This time, we're on Twice Twin 2, because we want to bring up the libations on this wall as well. We've done an excellent job on Twice Twin 1 wall. So this is Twice Victoria's Twins 2 wall. Butterfly, she's in the busy. She's busy right now. Tonight's show is going to be amazing, amazing. We're also on Blog Talk. If you want to touch that link on our wall, on our page, you can click the link and tune in as well on your tablets, on your smartphones, and your laptop. Yes, yes. So we're live and on location. We're getting ready to get on Periscope. So just be patient with us for a moment. Please share that we are live and that we are doing Talk to the Twins show. This is going to be an amazing show. Our show is mainly to inspire, to enlighten, to empower, and that is what we do. That's what we're all about. That's what we've been called to do. We have vibrations up there, woohoo, because we love to keep it real. We love to keep it fun, and we love to keep it hype and happy. So, Butterfly, I know you got y'all looking for Butterfly. I'm looking for Butterfly. But she's somewhere in here. Kathy, wave to our guest. Say hello, hello. Yes, Kathy is on Blog Talk with us tonight. Yes, yes. Oh, she's on. Oh, go ahead. Do your thing, girl. She's not being rude. She's doing shit, Kathy.
I'm trying.
Oh, no.
Like, this is all right. Bring you on.
Twice 22.
You see Twice 22?
Twice Victoria. What did you say?
Two.
Line number two.
Okay, we're Periscope live. We're on Periscope as well as
we're working things out.
Okay, we're on Periscope as well as Facebook Live. Hello, Miss Dan. Just catching us everywhere. Hi, Troy. How you doing? We have an exciting show. You can call in 714-333-3314.
Look at
her. I'm looking. We're on Periscope as well. Oh, hey, Periscope. How you doing?
Yes. I'm looking at her. She's probably going to find us over here. Are you our friends? We're trying to find Kathy's our friends. Are you our friends? And it's hard to find us unless you are.
So. Okay.
So you want to send me a further question for what?
Yeah, I guess we're going to
have
to. Okay, one second.
Oh,
okay. Hey, girl, you're Periscope. Yes, we're all over the airwaves. We're everywhere. Yes, yes, yes. The cat's like, honey, these twins are just too hype.
Like, I want that hype, though. I wish I had.
Oh, we love you, Kathy. So today on PNP Talk to the Twins, we're live now on Blog Talk Radio. We want to get a little idea of who Kathy Harrison is.
Yes.
So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself today.
I am 45.
Ooh, good, good, good.
Thank you. And I have a son and a daughter, and I'm married.
Awesome, awesome.
And I run my own business.
So you run your business from home or?
From home.
From home. She is a marketing mogul.
Yes.
And we've met Kathy some years ago. Kathy had a story to tell. I'm telling you, when we met Kathy, she wasn't the Kathy that you see today. This is what I'm going to tell you. We saw her for ourselves, guys. Kathy was going through so much. We joined in a business with her, MLM. Business with her, and that business, well, that, you know, it's a long story, but anyway, we joined in on the business with her, and then from there we connected. We kind of grew a bond together. Kathy, she was a very sickly woman at that point in life. Could you tell us a little bit about that? What kind of symptoms that you had that that you were sick?
I had chronic pain, chronic headache. I was very fatigued, could barely hold my eyes open. I'd have to take naps daily, 3 or 4 naps daily.
Wow.
And then I realized what was going on.
You realized that you were not in the best health, right?
Yes.
Okay. Was it hard for your family to deal with you wanting or needing to take naps every single day?
Yes,
like
it
that?
Was very hard.
It was.
And I regret it.
You regret that a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what? God allows us to go through things to teach
yes.
us. There's a lesson in that. And then also your testimony is going to help someone out there that's listening on Blog Talk or that's out there on Facebook and Periscope listening to your story. So you said you were fatigued. You were, you know, always taking naps. You couldn't hold your eyes, chronic pain. I mean, I could not imagine that. You see how hyper we are. So, yes, the energy that we have, thank God for it, y'all.
Yeah,
so,
energy.
Okay, we'll rub it on you. Anyway, so you had, you know, it was hard for you to have energy. And, you know, me having a family of boys, and you have a daughter and a son.
Yes.
Was that very much an effect on them as well?
Yes, it was. My son, there were a lot of times where he would have to pick me up off the floor because I would go numb from head to toe and fall on the ground. He would have to pick me up. Sometimes he would have to call the ambulance. And I think that was hard on him, but I think it's really helped him in the long run.
Become a stronger person.
Yeah. Great husband for someone. Yes, sir. Yeah. Too bad I'm too old. No, I'm just joking. Y'all know how we do. But anyway, let's keep it fun. But anyhow, so now it affected your family and so forth. So when you were diagnosed, how did you find out that you were suffering from a rare disease?
Well, when I got really sick starting at 16 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
I had no clue that I was had all this going on. I was told I had Epstein-Barr virus. And then from then, I was diagnosed with a very rare nerve disease called reflex sympathetic dystrophy.
Whoa.
And then from there, severe panic attacks. And I don't know what that diagnosis was, crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then it went from there. My son then got very sick.
Oh, wow. So it went on through the family as well.
Wow.
So you found a doctor, or did you go to a holistic doctor, or did you go to a regular doctor?
I did a lot of research when my son was so sick, and we thought, we figured out he had Lyme disease instead of my daughter. And we took them to a doctor in Connecticut and had them diagnosed. And then from then, I began to get really sick.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So, I don't know. Somebody's going to get blocked from college.
I know, right?
Wow. So all of you were diagnosed with a disease called Lyme disease, right?
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease. Okay, and with Lyme disease, what is Lyme disease? A lot of people don't know what Lyme disease is.
Lyme disease is kind of like lupus, kind of like MS. It's in between those two diagnoses. In fact, my son in 2012 was diagnosed with lupus. So it's a combination of the fatigue and the muscle aches and the pains and the brain fog. It's kind of like MS or lupus. And Lyme disease, they used to think that you just got it from a tick, but that's not the case.
Oh, my goodness. And a lot of people aren't aware of Lyme disease as we would think they would be. I know Yolanda from Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes. Yes,
she she was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and she went through so much because, you know, she was a gardener, she rode horses, she's a model, and she had so much, you know, going on. I'm telling you, she had it going on, y'all.
Yes, but you know, another thing with Lyme disease, a lot of people don't believe you when you say you have Lyme disease. They think people are making
it up.
Or, you know, not sick. But
yeah,
it's real.
Yeah.
It's real. You know, Yolanda went through that on Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And you did, too.
She went through a very hard time.
Yeah, you did, too.
I remember that as well. Yeah. People don't believe that you're sick and they think
that you got Munchkin House.
Yeah.
The disease.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, Munchkin House.
I got Munchkin House.
I know, but I call it Munchkin House. I'm just doing what I do. But anyway, so through that, God has blessed you to be a survivor.
That's what I was trying to do.
To be a survivor of Lyme disease in so many different ways.
Okay, sure.
Oh,
right,
here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all
about
this. To
be a survivor.
Okay. So,
okay, sorry.
Right. So,
no problem. We do whatever.
We work,
and
we work.
We do whatever we do.
That's right.
Yes.
But
yes, God was awesome. He got me through it.
He got you through it.
Oh,
I bet. I bet. And we had a picture of, I wish we could show it, but we can't show it. Yeah, we don't like that shit. Of you before and after. Kathy, I have to tell you, look.
Okay.
Good.
Thank
yes,
you.
You
thank
do.
You.
I mean, you're whatever.
Thank you.
I feel amazing. That's the one thing.
Right,
all
right.
That.
That's the
yeah.
main thing. You feel it, you look it, you're living it. And tell
yeah.
us, how did you get to this point from all of that that you had gone through? How did you get to this point? Now, I know you're still, it doesn't go away, right? It doesn't completely go away.
Right.
But you can live with Lyme disease.
And feel better.
And maintain a healthy life, right? Okay.
Yeah, there's something that goes along with Lyme disease, and that's just chemical poisoning, mold poisoning, chemical sensitivity. So but between all that, I got where I couldn't even live in an indoor environment. Every house made me sick. I went in 90 houses,
oh,
and they all made me sick. So,
That 90 houses.
Oh, you even lived in a tent. Kathy yeah. lived in a tent. I remember
yeah.
she was posted.
I lived in a car for 3 months.
She lived in a car. She couldn't live in a house because of mold. Okay? This
serious.
Is serious. This is serious. And you lived in a car for 3 months.
3 months.
90 days, y'all.
And then a tent for 3 months.
And in a tent for 3 months. I remember that.
And the hardest thing was not being with my children.
Mm-hmm.
That my daughter would take a shower outside every other week so I could at least have them.
Well,
that was the hardest thing, not at all.
So your kids, they lived in the house and you lived in the backyard.
They lived in my parents' house.
They live in your parents' house.
We lived in the backyard of my parents, or either in the carport.
Oh,
either one. If we were in the car, we were in their carport. I couldn't get near my parents' house, though. Absolutely. I can now, but I couldn't then.
Wow.
Tell us, what are you doing different now that you're feeling better, you're looking better, more energy, no fatigue? What is it that you're doing now that our listeners
What I
do?
Can really recommend if you have an illness, a chronic illness, one thing you need to make sure of that I didn't realize was so bad is I never sweated. My whole entire life.
Really?
I never sweated, and I didn't realize that that's very bad for you.
What?
And I didn't sweat, and so I realized after I ended up not being able to live in any environment, finally found a brand new house, but I was still very, very sick in that brand new house. I didn't go into anaphylactic shock every second like I was, but I still had the fatigue and pain and all that. So I found a product that is called True Vision Health, and they have a particular pill called Trufix. And what that pill did to me was it opened my detox pathway.
So
when I opened my detox pathways, I then started to sweat when I got in a sauna. I used to get in a sauna at 150 degrees and layer in clothes and not sweat at all.
Wow. So detoxing is very important.
Very important.
Very important.
To detox.
Any disease, anything, because if you look at my picture, my before and after picture, you can tell that I was totally full of toxins. Very swollen.
Yes, swollen.
Toxins causes lots of inflammation, lots of swellness, pain. Toxins causes pain. So if you're watching this and you're in a lot of pain, make sure you're detoxing.
Detoxing.
Wow.
How often should
you
detox?
Well, of course, I take those pills twice a day.
Okay.
And
No,
they're not that big. But you should definitely make sure you're detoxing daily with something.
Wow. Okay, well.
So, and that's
true
now. Yeah, she's detoxing with liquid.
Because I don't sweat that often, so
yeah.
I don't sweat, but.
Because I didn't sweat, my organs were shutting down.
Oh.
So that's why I couldn't live in an indoor environment, because nothing was working. Nothing was fighting off.
Right. It was just
when it was trying to fight off the chemicals or anything, it couldn't fight it off because I was sick.
Wow.
From not everyone.
They're making announcements to everybody. We're about to go through a party, y'all. So, excuse me. You know, we have to be on location when you go into a party. That's what we do. That's what we do. We're looking in there. We're on Periscope. Hi, Periscope. Yes. Hello, Facebook Live. So we're here live. Kathy Harrison. We're on Blog Talk as well. While you your hair shot coming. But anyway,
we have Colin Q.
Our funny man, comedian. Ryan Eric. She don't remember nobody's name. She didn't even detox her brain right quick.
Yeah.
Do you have some for the brain? She in the brain fog, but do you have some for the brain?
That's what good sex does.
Okay.
I had terrible brain fog. But I know.
Oh, Lord, we need to think clearly and get things working now. But before we wrap it up, because we're going to go live with Eric,
Brian,
Eric, Lord, I'm gonna get some of this True Vision, and I'll be okay.
True Vision.
Oh wait, tell us how you can get True Vision.
Yes,
yeah, that's awesome.
You can go on a website, my website, and it's KathyHarrison.TrueVisionHealth.com/try-now, and you can try 7 days of pills for $25. Or if you take the try now off, you can buy a month of those pills. Or I'm looking for people that want to do the business. So if you're interested in doing the business, I'm looking for people to join me.
Yes. Okay. And the business has done her well. Kathy was like this. I'm trying to tell y'all. Kathy was not like this when we met. What kind of veterans?
No, all right. I was not. No, y'all are exactly right. I wasn't anything like this.
Mm-mm. She's 65, honey. She's out in bikini.
Yeah.
We all need to get that True Vision. I'm not.
Yeah, I never thought I would be in a bikini bathing suit, but
yeah.
Now
yes.
I'm very happy.
Yeah. Wearing a bikini. Yes.
I want to wear a bikini.
Me too.
One of these days.
I put one on, but it won't be right. But I still put it on anyway, because, you know, I just love my curves. Even if they're going this way, that way. But now it's time to get these curves in the right direction.
So we want
to
try that True Vision. Kathy Harrison is selling. And so we're going to put her link up.
Yes.
We're going to put her before and after picture up.
Yeah.
Then
oh, wait till you see
picture
it.
Then we're going to do an after picture later.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And if you want to send me a Facebook friend request, I can add you to the testimony group where you can read everybody's testimony.
Wow.
Help
testimony.
And wait.
Okay. So this is one of the most positive things that you've done for yourself, for your life, for your family.
Yes, for your family, for your life well-being.
Yes. See, this is great.
Yes.
That included $900 a month worth of supplements that the environmental doctor gave me that did not do anything for me.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, your pockets are not.
We had a video bomber. Look at that. they know about that. We are on location, honey. We're on location anywhere we want to in the world. In free country. You gotta ask them that. So you don't work in private, you bring it. But anyway, we thank you all so much for tuning in to talk to the twins. We're gonna bring Brian Eric in here. We want to hear what he has to say.
I'm the engineer.
We do it all.
Hold on.
Hello, hello. You're on Talk to the Twins. Is this our comedian?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
We are
Brian
fine.
Eric here. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Yes, yes. Yes, we love you. We're so glad that you have just come in the studio with us live. We're live, Facebook Live. Everybody hears you. They don't see you, but they hear you. And we're on Periscope. How have you been doing, my brother?
Keeping it in the middle with all these alternative facts flying around here.
I hear you. I hear you. I know that you are so busy. You've been doing some things. You've been out there with Rodney Perry doing some things and on stage. We want to know if you're going to be doing anything in the near future. Are you going to be doing something? Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to be in New York. I'm going back up to the Gotham Theater, which is right off of 35th.
Wow.
And right up Broadway. And that's actually where I got my start. So I always like to go back there, get a lot of good energy. So I'll be going there next month. And then we're also working on a project that is really very dear and near to my heart. And basically it's going to be called the Greek Cup of Golf. You heard it here first.
Ooh.
The Greek Cup of Golf. So
awesome.
We're really excited
awesome.
About that, and we're looking forward to that happening actually in June.
All right, in June. Oh, and I want to be in the building or in the place where you, wherever you're at. You know, twice when
oh,
we
you
got
know,
your back.
We're going to be going live right from there. I'm going to have you girls there, and we're going to hook it up. You're definitely a part of it.
Yes, yes.
I need you.
Yes, we are going to hook it up. Yes, and Brian, you know, we had a topic today. We had an awesome interview just now with our special guest, Kathy Harrison. She's there in the studio with us.
Yes.
Yes.
And I want to thank you all for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, Kathy, you got to come back. We got to see you in the beginning the next time. But anyway.
Don't worry about that.
We all put them on. But anyway. Anywho, Brian, we had a great came up with, honey. She said, what is the wise thing to do? What is it wise to do certain things people need to know out there? Is it wise to put your status on Facebook that you're in a relationship?
Well, if you don't want somebody to roll up on you, but sometimes people seem like they like you more when you got somebody. When you ain't got nobody, it seems like you can't get nobody.
Ooh, okay, I like that.
But, you know, I mean, it's kind of like dating to me is a game, right? So, you know, it depends on what type of fish you're trying to catch. If you want the difficult fish that want to, you know, challenge, then that's fine. So you got to kind of know what kind of fish you're trying to catch, I think.
I know, that's right. What kind of fish you're trying to catch if you put it out there like that? Yes. And, you know,
right.
I noticed that. Yo, my opinion is, you know, when people put their status in stuff on Facebook and all this stuff. Oh, I love him. She loves me. You know, it don't work out. So I think you should keep it private until you get that ring.
Mm-hmm.
But my ring over there. But when you get that ring,
I think you're right about that, Twin. Because, you know, I had this friend of mine from, and I grew up in New Orleans, and this friend of mine, man, he met this new honey, and he's like, my boo. Every week he had my boo. Man, after about 3 weeks, Boo cut him. I ain't hear nothing. I kept on asking, well, you need to give us an update on what happened to Boo. You can't just put Boo out there and then Boo just disappear. I'm still waiting on what happened to Boo.
What happened to Boo? Boo was gone. Boo said, Boo, she gone.
Boo bounced.
She like,
yep, he said Boo and she left. Boo.
Right. So keep that kind of stuff. The wise thing to do is keep it to yourself.
you know, be quiet about it.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to look wishy-washy. You don't want to be like, you know, every week you got, you know, flavor of the month.
Yeah, every month you got a new food. Exactly. Yeah,
right.
I don't. Yeah, Butterfly said she learned the hard way. Yeah, I don't put mine. I said if I put his picture up, it'd be a something over his face, like an emoji.
Don't put me up with nothing over my face.
He said, "Don't put no emoji on his head." Yes, honey, that's how I buy it. You see my movie? Don't look like an emoji. He might have hearts in his eyes. He may have a smile. May have one of those little
kisses. Right. And then I'm going to tell you this, too. You don't want to put somebody out there because, see, this is how I am. If I look at your picture and I see you with somebody, I'm like, oh, she rolling with him. I know she can't roll with me because, I mean, I'm just like that. I'm checking you out. I'm checking out everything.
Yeah.
And if anything's out of order, I ain't rolling with that. And if you dealing with somebody, I'm like, damn, that's the type of person she dealing with. I'm like, well, I don't think me and her in the same crowd. So that's the downside, too, of putting your pictures out there.
Exactly. It's the downside. You don't want to go on the downside. You want to stay on the upside of things.
Right. Yeah,
well, again,
so I think we're in agreement.
Yeah. We're laughing at you. So right now we are live with PNP Talk to the Twins. We have Kathy Harrison. We have Funny Man Brian Eric on the line. But make sure you call in or you hit the link so you can hear the full thing
of this show.
Because, you know, we're Facebook Live and we were Periscope Live. But to hear it really clear and good, you will have to click the link. I mean, you don't have to. You don't.
Yeah, click that link.
Click
that link.
Yeah,
join them.
I'm like,
yeah,
regular.
I know that's right. I know that is right. So
our show is about to wrap up. We got about, three minutes.
We're going to be gone with y'all. Y'all don't miss us. But we do have another thing going on after this. We're celebrating World First Effects Day. So those people out there that are born with rare diseases, birth defects, those that have contracted rare diseases, because sometimes you're not born with it. Sometimes you are an amputee and things like that can happen, fortunately.
Right.
But fortunately, we are still here. We matter. And we have to let people know that we exist. And when you're dealing with a situation like Kathy, she still suffers from the Lyme disease, but she knows how to handle her situation in order for her to get through the day. That still affects her life.
Exactly.
Being born with a birth defect, it still affects your life.
It does.
I am a mom of three, and boy, I can tell you, living a life with one hand, although I have come accustomed to it, I'm used to it because it's my hand, my life.
Right.
But it is not easy. It's not easy. And now is the time, this season, we don't want to cover it up. We don't want to hide it.
Bring it out.
Yeah,
there it is.
But anyway, but we're going to wrap up. So we're bringing awareness. We want all of you out there to just be mindful, not to stare at people that are different, to be mindful. If someone says they're not feeling well, you don't know what's going on. You never know what somebody's
going through.
Right, unless you get the details, right? So, you know, just people just love each other. Be aware of things you never know.
Yeah, mouthful. Stop it. Well, we're going to get off this line. We're going to say, Brian, Eric, we want you before we get off. Say something fun.
All right, girls. And, we're looking forward to a great week. I think this is a great topic, and you're right. If it wasn't for the grace of God, it could be you. So do not look down and do not look funny. Look at yourself. Keep it real.
I know that's right. Don't look down, but look at it. Look at it. Amen. Wise words from the comedian. Yes, Brian Eric. And we love you, and he's going to be on our show each Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So we will, and we're going to have him, you know, we're going to be in the building together one day soon. Brian's a very busy man, so he's doing things on, you know, different projects and stuff. So we don't, you know, want to hold him down.
Next Friday,
we're going to be together.
Next Friday, we're going to be together.
Yes, and we definitely will be live with him and the Twins.
also want you to, on our Facebook Live, we always put up inspirational things. Share those with other people because our passion is to inspire, empower, and uplift others, whether it be through humor or spiritually or wisdom, because we got a lot of that going on. Right. No burning fogs right now. You know, if they come, they go. We're going to get that true vision. And try to tell them again, how can they get true vision?
You can get true vision if you go to KathyHarrison.TrueVisionHelp.com/try it now. That will get you 7 days, or you can do a month. Take the try now off.
All right.
So we're going to put that link up. But thank you for tuning in. Talk to Twins. We're going to share it over. And we couldn't go live on twice Victoria's Twins because she got us kicked off. So we're on restrictions there.
I was playing Lena.
We're on twice Twins too. So anyway, but we're glad that you tuned in. We love you all. Bye, Money. We'll see you on stage, baby.
Yes.
We love you all. So everyone, continue to support.
Yes, and this is Talk to the Twin Show and Brian Eric. We're out of here.
That's it. All right. Good night, everyone.
All right, Brian. Yes, brother.
Bye, Kathy.
All right, we'll see you next week. All right. Bye-bye.